Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
All right, guys, welcome back. EYL, we on the West Coast.
Yeah.
This is going to be something that's going to be a very exciting, legendary situation. Something I've actually been looking forward to for a while. So first, I got to shout out his brother, but my brother as well, Chris.
Yeah, legend.
I met Chris. Everybody knows the story. And ever since we met, we always tapped in. And Chris, one of the best storytellers of all time. Crazy, I told Angie that, and she was like, Irv is a better storyteller than Chris.
That's the first thing she said. Have you heard Irv's stories? Because he's way, like, his stories are immaculate.
Yeah. And you and Martinez.
Yeah.
So Irv Gotti really needs no introduction, but pioneer in this space, but somebody who's been able to reinvent himself. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. So obviously, one of the biggest music moguls, Murder, Inc. And then actually transitioned to the media side with Tales, Killing the Game.
TV.
And recently changed the game again when he sold his masters for $100 million. So there's actually a lot to talk about because that masters conversation is really, really exciting, prevalent. A lot of people have different takes on it. I think Future just sold his masters.
Yeah, we keep seeing that. Lil Wayne did it. Future
John
just
Legend.
Did it. John Legend has done it.
I think Future got like 60, 70.
What they say, yeah.
Justin Timberlake did it.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, we keep seeing it, but it's like, what does it really mean? Like,
and what's how's the details? It happening? Yeah. All the details and all that. Yeah. So,
what's it mean?
Yeah, I think like when people saw it, like they saw Timberlake do it, and it, obviously they saw Wayne
it means
do it.
We got a bag.
Well, that we know that. But people are just like, wait, huh? Why are they doing it? So it's, this is going to be.
Because the bag.
Because the bag.
That's it. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a dope conversation. But first and foremost, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
happy to be here. You guys is Jesus and Moses.
That's what they say. Word on the street.
Word on the street is Jesus and Moses.
Word on the street, man. So let's lie. Let's start. I want to start with this. We might as well start with this. $100 million for selling your masters, right?
Yeah.
So walk us through that process, because you told it to us when we first met. Is an interesting story how that even came about, because that wasn't on your radar.
No.
So talk about how that was even on your radar.
What was on my radar was making the film, and I needed $5 million to make a film. So I wanted to raise the money, because the people I was asking that I thought would just loan me the $5 million was asking for 50% of my company.
Real friends.
For $5 million.
Good friends.
I'm telling them this is going to be a multi-billion-dollar company. They give me $5 million. They want 50%. I was like, I'm not getting jerked. Right? So people told me, they said, Irv, you got the money. Just use your masters as leverage. So that's what I did. I did a deal with this company called Sound Royalties, and they gave me $5 million. I had to give them a big interest rate. I had to pay them back like $6
million. $6 million for $5
million? Yeah.
It's like a loan shark.
Yeah, it was Shylock. It was Shylock.
That's 110%.
100%. Yeah,
right. It was Shylock rates, that's definitely. But I didn't care, because I had a situation set up with Paramount and Bob Backish that I felt very strong that if I made the movie for $5 million, I would get back $7 to $10 million. So if you know me, once I want to do something, I'm doing it, right? There's no looking back. I got tunnel vision. I don't give a fuck. I'm going. So basically, when I did that, the word got out that I'm doing shit with my masters. Zach Horowitz, great friend of mine, he was the COO of the Universal Music Group. And he called me and he's like, Irv, you want to sell your masters? I said, well, I borrowed money against it. I ain't sell them. He said, but do you want it? I said, well, if the price is right, I said, I want to make TV and film and I want to own it. I want to have the money to pay for it, to own it. He said, there's this guy, Olivier Chastain. He pays the most for masters. He plugged me with him. As soon as I met Olivier, it was like a love fest. And he gave me like 27X. He gave me a big multiple for my masters. So I took the deal and took the money, right? Then where he got his money from, or the company that he's partnered with, is this company called PIMCO. P-I-M-C-O.
Giant financial firm.
Giant. So he put me on to Ben Frischman. So we sitting there at a meeting. You know, they buying my masters. So Ben was like, so why are you selling your masters if you might? If he said, if I could ask you. And I said, well, I'm selling my past to ignite my future. I said, I want to pay for my own TV series, pay for my own films, so I could own it 100% and build that catalog up just how I built my music catalog. He said, well, I'll give you $200 million. to which I'm like, you know, coming from where I come from, the nigga say, he giving you $200 million. So my immediate response was like, so what you want, like 50% of my company? Oh, 80%? He's like, nah, I don't want nothing. He said, I just want whatever money that you borrow from me, pay me back 8%. I said, that's it? He said, that's it. I couldn't believe it. And the man was offering me a $200 million line of credit and didn't want a percentage of my company. So he said, you know, you don't have to spend that $100 for your masters. He's like, we'll give you the money to make your product. I said, cool. So, you know, it's really a dope story, because it's a story of I really, it fell in my lap.
So the story, I mean, the way you tell it, and like I said, when we first met, you actually, you know, gave us a breath to it, but it feels like this is, how's this even happening? How unbelievable is this? Can you talk about the contrast into the industry that you came from where deals weren't structured like that? Where
people
just trying to like take advantage?
Where I came from, if a nigga offered me $200 million, he probably wanted 99% of my company. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so the whole process of what happened, I got to give it up to God. And God just blessed me because I can't explain it.
So let's break this down a little bit, because you said a 27x multiple. So this is important for people to understand, because a lot of times people aren't fully educated. So they're like, yo, they're looking at music like, don't sell your music because you're not going to have a legacy for your children. But when we were in London, DJ, he explained it to us. And I never really thought about it like this. He was like, it's like a startup company. Like when Elon Musk sells PayPal for $200 million, nobody criticizes him for doing that because he used that money to fund SpaceX and Tesla.
Yep.
And now he's the richest person in the world. He's about to be a trillionaire. So he was like, you could look at a music catalog just like that. It's like you're selling a company for us, a liquidation event. You get a lump sum of money as opposed to getting residual amount of money. And now that lump sum.
It's do you take the 100 or do you take $4 million a year for 30 years?
It's like the lottery. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which one do you take?
Yeah, the key is to have these liquidations.
And here's the thing. If I'm retiring, maybe the $4 million is good. But I'm not retiring. In my mind, I got other things that I'm trying to do where I could use that 100. But look, doing that deal for the 100, it bounced into the 200.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the 200, that's the line. So the same company, the 100 is upfront. They gave it to you. That's money in the bank. The 200 is a line of credit. Essentially, it's like a credit card.
I ain't got to use my 100. Yeah.
When you use the 200, as long as you get an 8%.
I just, rate. When I said, I told you, tails Latin. So Olivia is like, he's like, how much is it going to be? I said, maybe $2 million in that, $20 million. He's going to give it to me.
Yeah.
And that'll be part of probably the line of credit, $20 million, which I got to give him back 8%.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's fine, because once I make it, I'm going to sell it for more to a streaming company. And then, but I own it now. I own it.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.